In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Apple's Siri is growing up. She, he, it is making some big strides in iOS 10 you'll want to hear about. The details straight ahead.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Many of us are anxiously awaiting the much-hyped release of Apple's iOS 10, particularly because Siri is making some serious strides in upping its voice-activated control game. There's going to be a lot more Siri can do, and you'll be able to communicate with the device in a variety of more expansive ways, namely because you'll be able to control third-party app functions for the very first time. A lot of folks feel like this is a long time in coming. Let's get the details right away from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. So just the fact that Siri will be able to function with third-party apps is a big deal. I think many felt that this was a bit overdue. So off the bat, what kind of third-party apps are we talking about here, just so we can get an idea of what to expect?
Yeah, well, we're talking about a lot of apps that you're probably already using, things like WhatsApp, Lyft, Slack, Square Cash. So this is the sort of thing that will allow you to essentially control most of the kind of like primary functions of those apps without even having to open them.
You were able to test it out. Did you find that it was smooth sailing with a lot of these apps? Do they have some work to do? What did you think?
Well, really, what they've built worked quite well. So in the past, you've been able to say, hey, Siri, send Tanya a text message, telling her to call at 1 mm-hmm. o'clock
and
or whatever.
And it did a decent job,
and,
right?
Yeah, and it does a good job at that. Now, with this sort of thing, you can say, hey, Siri, send Tanya a message in LinkedIn or send her a message in WhatsApp mm-hmm. or, send Tanya $20 for lunch mm-hmm. or, all these sorts of different things. And so it's really just kind of expanding all of the things Siri can do, and it's very, very useful. Where my complaints might be is that it's very, very limited at this point. So literally for LinkedIn, all you can do is send someone a message. You can't, look up a contact or get their phone number or figure out what their email address is or things like that. So it works well. It just is very, very focused so far.
These third-party apps, are they making strides to be more compatible, and will that make a difference in terms of just working together in a more user-friendly way?
Yeah, I think this is just the very beginning of this. There are already hundreds of developers that are working on this sort of Siri integration. I got to test out a handful myself over the last few days with those developers and Apple. And it really seems like there's a decent amount of excitement. Now, it just as with anything that's new, I think there's going to be a little bit of wait and see too, because mm-hmm. there are literally millions of apps in the App Store, and there are, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of developers out there who are making apps, for our mobile devices today. And so I think there's always going to be more apps than there are Siri commands to control those apps. And at some point, there might be some momentum, but that will really come down to whether or not people like you and I and the people listening to this actually use it once it comes out in iOS 10, which should be this fall.
Right.
So, will we use it or not? That's going to come down to how compelling these commands are and how useful they are in our day. And so far, what I've seen is very, very promising.
So ultimately, what does this mean for the future of Siri and voice control as a whole?
Well, this is a really, really important step in the sense that Siri's been around for 4 years already. I think a lot of folks have gotten kind of comfortable using voice control like Siri or Amazon's Alexa or Google's voice assistant as well. But really, this is the first time that we've been able to control things on our phone, on our tablet, using voice in kind of the same way that we would use a touchscreen and actually typing things out. And in the demos that I had, in the preview that I saw, it was always, so far anyways, quicker to use Siri to send a message or to send a friend money or to hail a right and Lyft mm-hmm. than it was to actually open the app and type things out. And that's really interesting and dynamic to me.
Wow.
What this means, of course, is that, maybe Siri can finally grow up maybe voice control can actually be something that we use to get work done, to be productive, to have fun in the future, rather than having to use touchscreens and type things out. But, you know, a lot of things have to happen for that to actually be a future realized, to get that kind of Star Trek computer that I think a lot of us have been fantasizing about. We need this to be in more apps. It needs to do more things to be more useful. And we're going to have voice assistants in more things than just our phones and maybe like one speaker in our house. So It's going to need to be in our televisions. It's going to need to be in our computers. And it's going to kind of need to follow us and all the devices that we have, so it's more useful and just really more a part of our life.
Well, this is definitely a good start. Nathan, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Nathan Olivares-Giles. You can check out his article at WSJD.com. He has a more expansive list of the functions and apps that will be available. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.